This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you,
I love that.
I
really
am a boat rock.
Now, for them that did not know, that's the intro from Vernon Johnny. He was a prophet that preceded Martin Luther King Jr. before the civil rights movement took. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. That reminds me of Batman and Robin back in, you know, the day when you were a little kid, you'd watch Batman and Robin.
With the
and
pow.
He would always talk
bang.
Like that. What's that?
With the pow, like literally on his screen,
yeah.
But pow.
But that's how he would
bang.
Talk. He'd go, and he would go as follows, you know, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's how you'd talk to Robin all the time.
Really, I'd have to get a little more familiar.
Don't you like vigilantes?
It's been a long, long, long time.
See, we're vigilantes, but we have our masks off, but we are robed in the robes of Christ.
And we're under the covering of Christ.
Amen.
We're not lone rangers.
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time today, we'd love to hear from you. Always love your interaction. It's 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Oh, my goodness, there's so much to talk about today. There really is. And there's some good things going on as well, friends. And here, let me just go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick just to kind of highlight a couple of things as to what I'm talking about. If you remember right, last week we were talking about jail, actually try convict in jail, Eric Holder. Well, the House, for those that did not know, actually want to jail him now. They want to throw him in because he's acting outside of the scope of authority. In other words, he's not acting as an agency should act. They are stepping outside. They are lawless. So that means they are outlaws. And friends, if those that work for us in government become outlaws, we have to deal with them. And it sounds like that's exactly what the House is doing right now, is they are dealing with Eric Holder. We'll see where that goes. Also got on, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, consequences of Obama's illegal immigration policies. An illegal alien slams into two kids at school bus. And then he flees the scene. Well, of course he's going to flee the scene. He came in illegally, and then he's going to commit a crime and crimes as he's here. Who's encouraging that? Well, the lawless one in the White House right now. And then going over to this, friends, this is what I wanted to highlight, because this is what we're going to talk about for the next hour, is Georgia High School ruffles anonymous anti-theist feathers with God-honoring monuments. In other words, friends, if you remember right, a couple weeks back, we were talking about how the cheerleaders were defying the ACLU and these atheist organizations. I mean, friends, just think about this. You have those. Benjamin Franklin said in 1793 that atheism was unheard of during the Revolution. And let me tell you why that it was unheard of, because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. And interestingly enough, again, 1793, Ben Franklin said that there was no such thing as atheism in the United States of America. And now what we see is 200 and some years later, 239 to be exact, we have a bunch of atheists that are at war with the God they say they don't believe in. And keep in mind, the premise of an atheist is, well, if God doesn't exist, then everything is permissible, right? Well, if they don't believe in God, then why are they always warring against those that do believe in God? And that's what you're dealing with today. And you're dealing with a small, small, small population. And again, going back to the cheerleaders, friends, and what's going on in Georgia just recently, the young people are actually dealing with the issues that the older are sitting back and tolerating. But good for them. And that's what we're going to highlight. I'm going to deal with the atheists. I'm going to deal with those humanists, as they call themselves. And I'm going to pull the cover off these jokers to understand America so you can understand that the joke is on you. That will be the first hour. Second hour, Obama is protecting himself from the people he is supposed to, well, be serving. For those that believe that some armed individual got deep into the halls of the executive mansion, namely the White House, folks, I really hope you're not that stupid to believe these sorts of things. I've been to Washington, D.C. several times. You have Secret Service in the trees. You have Secret Service driving around. You have Secret Service on top of the White House with RPGs. You have Secret Service inside of the White House protecting the President of the United States from the people that he's supposed to serve. Folks, it's baloney. And the reason that well, it came across as being hot news, hot off the press from the state-run media. Well, don't forget, friends, these are the ones that are promulgating lies and advocating lies 24/7. So you believe the lie that they actually advocate. No one broke into the White House. It was just another reason for him to protect himself from the people that he's supposed to serve. And here's another question I lay to your candor. If he was really working for the American people, then why does he have to protect himself from you?
Yeah.
Again, we'll talk about that second hour. Back in the 50s, friends, presidents were walking around on the streets, and you could actually go up and shake the President of the United States' hands with, you know what, not 15 or 50 or 75 Secret Service around him, protecting him from you. No. He's not a king. This is not a monarch, friends. He works for you. And just going back again to the 50s, keep in mind, you could go up and shake the president's hands, as could he go up to the constituents that he worked for, because the people knew at length that he was working for them, not special interest groups as to what you see today, or foreign countries, namely through the UN.
And so, how does that sit well with you, the fact that he wants to erect a wall around the White House to protect him and his own family? However, he doesn't care a thing about the border to protect the American people.
Exactly. And that's,
it's
so telling.
It stirs me up.
And it's so obvious as to what's going on here. And by the way, again, just taking it back to Scripture, friends, I always revert back to this, but if you want to see what prophetically is going on across the world right now, namely the United States of America, you want to know what happens to a nation that departs from a living God, and you want to know exactly where, exactly right to the very day as to what's going on in this country, friends, read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, because it's coming in stages. And because the American people refuse to return to God, well, I just want to tell you, friends, that judgment comes in stages, and we're going to go into another stage, because the American people still have not come to the realization that this is not a game and God is not playing games. So, in saying that, we're going to talk about first things first. We're going to get over to the atheists in just a couple minutes here, and then we're going to again talk about how the president is barring himself, walling himself against the people that he's supposed to serve. And we can see in America that that's not the case. So anyways, interestingly enough, going back to this topic real quick before the first break here, we see in Georgia that high school, again, what it did is it ruffled the feathers of the atheists and the humanists. Friends, since when are you to ask an atheist to obey God? I want to say that again. When are you to ask permission from an atheist to obey God? Let me say it this way. You don't. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, again, we love your interaction. Georgia High School ruffles anonymous anti-theist feathers with God-honoring monument. Here we go again, friends. Here we go again. Remember not too long ago in Georgia, we had some anonymous atheists that had a problem with the coaches praying with the football teams. Listen to what's going on here. By the way, you also need to understand those that attack my ministry, this is the fashion in which they act. There's no contact information. There's no way to respond to them. You need to keep in mind, folks, those that are advocating revolution, and I'm talking from the throes of hell, might I add, they don't care about argument. They care about revolution, and they'll do anything to advocate a revolution, and it's provoked. There's provocateurs that are doing this stuff. So when they say that they're anonymous, it doesn't matter, friends. It doesn't matter if they exist or not. They're just throwing stuff out there because the way they operate is they work through fear and oppression. And the American people need to quit bowing and capitulating in the face of these clowns. Because if you bow or succumb to these clowns, just succeed to these clowns, then guess what, friends? You're going to get what you deserve. I am sick and tired of these people. By the way, if we go back to the Vladimir Lenin, who was a revolutionary under Stalin, he's the one that said communism precedes atheism and atheism precedes communism. They are the useful idiots that communist and totalitarian individuals need to upend a government so they can play God. That's what it always comes down to. But going back, friends, you need to keep in mind concerning this high school in Georgia here, an anonymous anti-theist feathers were ruffled with God-honoring monument.
Oh,
hey, you know what? So what?
Exist.
So what? Who cares? We ain't asking you for permission, Mr. I don't believe in God. To obey God, you have got to be out of your mind. My goodness. I mean, just think about this. Atheists want you to ask them for their permission to obey God. Oh, my goodness gracious, friends.
And you better stop because one anonymous who probably does not even exist might be a little offended if it's so much of a coward won't even come forth and give their identity.
Madison County Red Raiders football team make it a habit of passing by and touching a stone monument before they head out to the field for their games. However, the infamous, I'm not even going to give them credit, friends, because they're not infamous. They're a joke is what they are. There's probably two or three members of these atheist organizations that everybody's, for some reason, running from. Why, I don't know. And the American Humanist Association are crying like a bunch of babies with wet diapers on against what's on the monument, which was donated to the school with private fundings. And so, you know what, friends? So be it. These two anti-theist groups who claim to not believe in God, but we know that they are really suppressing the truth and unrighteousness, are attacking the high school monument because it references the following. Keep in mind again, friends, if you serve God and you fear God and you obey God, then guess what happens, friends? They must as well, too. But if you fear them because you don't fear the face of God and you fear the face of man, well, then what you're turning yourselves over to is a tyrannical system. Okay? Romans 8:31 is inscribed on this rock. If God be for us, who can be against us? Philippians 4:13 is inscribed upon this rock that they touch before they go out and play their football game. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Have at it. That's right. These theists are hell-bent literally on pushing God, Christ, and the Bible out of the public square. My goodness, friends. Give me a break. Here, you want me to pull the curtain back just a little bit on some of these organizations? I will in just a moment, but I first want to tell you what one of the parents said. Hey, listen, if you don't want to read it, shut your eyes when you go by it. Don't read it. Amen. This is Georgia. This is the Bible Belt. We're taught to believe in Jesus Christ. I say, as I add on to that, if you don't like it, we'll get you a one-way ticket. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And yes, when you leave, you're not coming back into America. Now, a little history on these humanist organizations. John Dumphy, who was a humanist for an article called A Religion for a New World, A New Age, stated, "The battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith." So, folks, what they just did is they just told on themselves, and I helped them do it. Okay? They want the classrooms, they want your kids, because they want to make them, the teachers, the proselytizers of a new faith. Let me go on and expose these people that are trying, these anonymous agents of the atheists, trying to get these kids to quit seeking God. Don't want you to know. Here I go on. They said, John Dumphy did, the humanist, "The Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book." Dangerous to who? To those that walk in darkness. To those that commit crime. To those that are sons of Belial, of Satan. That's who it's dangerous to. Straight. You're straight. That's right. See, the church is called to be the light of the world, and light reproves darkness, Ephesians 5. That's exactly right. They don't like being called out for their crimes. So what they're trying to do is to shut you down in the process. John Dumphy from the humanist organization goes on, "I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith." Hey, friends, not on my watch. "These are enemies to the American cause," said John Witherspoon. "They are enemies to America." They are. Hey, friends, these are the same people that are going to veteran memorial grounds, and they're trying to get the Christian crosses removed from over their heads. These are the people that are trying to get In God We Trust removed from the money. And I want to remind you, you're dealing with a small portion of the people. Why are you allowing them to do it? Well, in Georgia, they're not. The cheerleaders aren't allowing it. The coaches aren't allowing it. And the football players aren't allowing it. You mean, is this how it works? Yeah. Eternal vigilance is the price paid for your liberties. In other words, they're saying to these enemies of America, we ain't moving, therefore you are. Proselytizers of a new faith. This is what they want to do. This is why they are attacking you, America. John Dumphy goes on. "These teachers must perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith." They embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers like me. But they will be ministers of another sort, said John Dumphy, the humanist, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity. Oh, you are so sadly mistaken. Oh, those. Hey, here, just a little history, friends. Hey, you humanists and you atheists. You know, you say you just don't believe in God. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Brother from another mother. Why don't you go to one of your heroes, Mr. Voltaire, who said that he was going to take the 12 stinky fishermen, the apostles of Jesus Christ, and basically erase them from the minds of men, from history. Well, when he was dying, guess what he was calling out for, friends? Namely, you atheists and you humanists. He was calling out for a preacher. The maid in Voltaire's home said, "I do not want to ever see an unbeliever die again." She said when Voltaire was dying, it was as if he was falling into the flames of hell. How's that working out for you, Mr. Voltaire? Spends his whole life warring against God. Friends, let me tell you something. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, and that is the history that we all have, like it or not. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean. I am. We're kicking the hell out of those that need the hell kicked out of them, and we're getting the heaven in by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, one more thing about Voltaire for those that did not know. Did you know that his house, 50 years after he died, was used to reproduce Bibles for the world to read? Boy, oh boy. And knowingly going with both eyes open into the hell, into the God that they forget that he is a judge, that he is a holy God, that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies. In the New Testament, in the book of Thessalonians, Jesus said, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." That's just one. Whoa!
And wouldn't it just be like the Lord 50 years later to turn his entire house into where you make Bibles? I mean, that is God.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And that is the history of those that war against heaven.
Yep.
Just ask any tyrant that tried it. Oh, we got another one trying it again today, don't we, in America? How's that working out for him, friends? Life is but a vapor. And I want to tell you what, before we know it, we're going to be standing before our Heavenly Father, either as His friend or His enemy. There is no in-between. Sons of Liberty Radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Right there. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Going on. Folks, we're talking about the humanists and the atheists that just don't want these football players touching a rock with scripture on them. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It bothers them. But folks, you know, what's interesting about it is every step of the way they've told on themselves. I just got done reading A Religion for a New Age by a humanist named John Dunphy, and they want to make proselytizers of a new faith out of the teachers. They're telling on themselves. Did you know that I've had principals tell me? After the 350 high schools we've done in 24 different states, I've had principals in Wisconsin tell me, you know, whatever comes from the top goes right to the bottom with a smile on his face. And he said that the history and the science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. America, did you know that that's illegal for them to do that? If it's not factual information, did you know that you can lawfully have them remove it or you can sue them until they do? See, these people know that the good people are going to stand down and allow evil to prevail. That's why they continuously promulgate their evil and advocate evil. This is really what it comes down to. Let me finish the rest of that quote by John Dunphy, the humanist who just doesn't want God in the public school. He said the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with us all adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. Wow, these are the people that are attacking. We also know that the ACLU is a communist organization. We also know lines between church and state is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution, the Russian communism constitution, communistic constitution, friends. It's Russian. It's communism. It's not American. Yet the people who have never lost the right to do what they've always done in this country, for some reason, are subjecting themselves to this dangerous, 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 dangerous mentality. Well, who's right behind them? Behind the homosexuals and the humanists and the atheists? Well, the Muslims are. They're giving way to the enemies to America, friends. But again, I want to encourage you, this is just the beginning. But friends, I got to ask you the question, what are you running from? Why is it that the kids know better?
Well, I think they know better because they have a little more common sense. For example, one day a 6-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. Go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky, the teacher said. Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later and said, yes, I saw the sky. Teacher said, did you see God? Tommy said, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. So a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions as well. The teacher agreed and told the little girl to go ahead and ask the boy. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes, getting tired of answering the same questions over and over again. The little girl said, did you see the sky? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the teacher? Tommy said, well, yes. The little girl said, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. Well, the little girl said, then according to what we were taught in school today, she must not have one. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed, the Bible says in John 20:29.
Amen.
I love that.
Oh, true that.
We've got a great YouTube video that actually shows that whole thing. It's in our My War documentary series. But it's such a good point when you look at the, you know, the Lord likened us. We had to have faith of a child in order to enter into the kingdom
right.
of heaven.
Yeah, they're the
children
model.
Children view things as very simple. They trust. They take it for face value. They don't have to complicate it. They just, you know, you say what you're going to say. And they just think that way.
Yep.
When you become older, everything becomes more complicated, and you don't trust, and you don't believe, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. Listen, a child trusts its father. In the same way that we, as Christ likened us, having a childlike faith, should trust in the Lord and make it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. All we have to do is read God's word, obey it, and we'll be fine.
Common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense. And that's why they're so busy trying to corrupt the young. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
interesting that Jesus said it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. But the American people at large are standing down and allowing them to offend their children illegally. Okay. And again, why that is, I don't know. And not in every case. I'm not saying that. But friends, when you have a bunch of, well, again, less than a handful of atheists anonymous, and you have people capitulating and subjecting themselves to it, there's something wrong. Where is the faith of Christ? Where the question the world asks is, where is Christ? Oh, he's still on the throne. He's just looking for yielded vessels that will actually understand that it's a spiritual warfare. It's not a game. But going on here, friends, let me do a little bit of a comparison, contrasting atheism with godliness, okay? There was a guy named Max Jukes, an atheist who lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, bums, in other words, worthless human beings, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And please keep in mind, friends, that was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American, well, he was actually a great, great awakening preacher named Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. And an investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became, ready for this, college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state one single penny. And why is that? Because, again, the Lord told us, Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot.
Amen.
Amen is right.
Yeah, you reap what you sow, and of course, the fruit, it's not just your life that you're sowing into. You're sowing into your kids' lives, and then they'll take that seed and sow it into their kids' lives. So it's not just, well, it's just me, myself, and I. No, what you do has the effect on others for eternity, it whether totally it be does. Good or bad.
Yeah, well, the Bible says that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
That's right.
But here again, what do we have? We have some young people that are standing up for their God-given rights again, friends. I spend so much time on the founding documents that it's just so blatantly obvious that when you look at our Mayflower Compact and the Declaration of Independence, it smacks of the pulpit. We know that we derive our rights from God. Therefore, no one can take away your rights, friends, unless you forfeit your rights. And we can see in Georgia, they're not willing to forfeit them. And again, in Georgia, we see the coaches standing up. We see the football players standing up. We see the cheerleaders standing up. And it's interesting how the state-run media will actually, you know, pitch, the spin doctors will pitch their story when they would have you believe that somebody's doing something wrong when they're praying under the banner of Jesus Christ, when in fact, they're the ones that are violating the law. You know, are they defying an order by the atheist? Are they defying an order by the deists? Are they defying an order by the humanists? No. The humanists, the deists, and the atheists are. And America, it shows you how far backwards you have become to actually believe this is really a threat. Now, for those that did not know, in every given scenario that we've been put to the test in a public school, we've had a law team get behind us and put the foot down, and we've won every given scenario. Why? Because we know that God's on our side. We also know that the law is on our side. And there's also several attorneys across the United States that are willing to take it to the enemy if you are willing to see it through. Now, in Georgia, they're beginning to realize this. In all three cases over the last, a month and a half, all of these three things transpired. Interestingly enough, even the pastors, going back to the point of the anonymity of who's reporting, it's interesting that when the coaches were called out for praying with their football teams, that came anonymously, too.
Yeah, isn't that convenient?
Oh, it totally is. And it tells you someone is trying to help along the atheist cause, when in fact they're not at all.
Yeah.
You have these agents and these provocateurs going around the country trying to figure out, you know, who's obeying God. Of course.
Can you imagine, and I just had this visual when you were talking.
Righteous trouble.
Yeah, can you imagine if you were, let's say, in a battle, okay, and let's say there was about, let's even say maybe 200 people on your side, and then I'm going with small numbers, okay? And all of a sudden, you were going to charge a fort, and you saw that it was defended by one individual. But let's say that the 200 people ran like scared cowards away from the one individual. What would you think of those 200 people?
Well, this sounds like church history.
Yeah, what would you think? But what I'm saying is it just seems like, in America, because one person pipes up and says the right words, then the flocks of people run away scared in droves.
Yeah,
can you imagine if that would happen in battle? If you had 200 people running away from one person who was just standing there? No. The 200 people say, it's only one guy. Let's go take care of him. Same thing as
In the day of battle, but we see, again, that's church history, Psalm 78. But we can also see that there was a man named Eleazar, son of Dodo, which was one of King David's mighty men.
Right, and I'm speaking of the opposite way, of just the fact of when we look at these individuals, we have one anonymous person who says that they don't like this statue. So what do we have? We've got, you know, the parents, they go forward and so on and so forth. But then we get people across America, no matter what the situation is, they'll run from one anonymous person.
I know, but the problem here is that the little leaven of the whole lump, because the people at large allow the leaven.
Right, so that's
but
what
I'm
saying.
But it only takes, you know what I really like is I like the mama grizzly bears out there. The moms that will not capitulate, and when they see it, they bite on and they don't let go until the enemy flees. That's what we need. Because listen, guys, women, in most cases, the guys are just sitting around anyways watching a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. So, women, if we can get you involved as to what's going on in this country, we can do it, okay? To the everlasting shame of the effeminate men who could care less as to what's going on in their country. Your kids care, so let us stand up and care along with them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is make made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, really what it comes down to is who wants it more? Talking about the future and a hope for our posterity. Who wants it more? And,
you know, that's so true.
It is true.
It came down to, I was just thinking about William Wallace and just thinking about the, you know, the people of Scotland. They won their freedom against the tyrannical King of England because why? Not because they had more men or they had better weapons, or they were, you know, not starving.
Well, let me interject this thought then. William Wallace said it to the people of Scotland. What would you do without freedom, America? It's a question that only you can answer. What will you do without freedom? Because these are people that are trying to take away your freedoms. What will you do without your freedoms? You know, and really what it comes down to is, I remember a song back in the 80s is, you don't know what you've got until it's lost. Don't get to the position where you lose what you have. Because it's always harder to get it back.
Yeah, don't wait till the destruction happens before you say, we should go back and probably change this. No, definitely do something about the problem before it's a problem.
Prevention is better than cure.
That's always right.
Is. These people, hey folks, let me tell you something. These people, they lie about people that tell the truth constantly. They blog lies. They create context. They take your conversation out of context. They put it in a way that they want you to believe it is. They want to demonize you. They want to polarize you. When the fact of the matter is, friends, is they're doing that because they know that they're the ones that are guilty of perpetuating the crimes that they're trying to lay on those that are exposing them for their crimes. And we need to be smarter than this. I mean, you know, here, let me give you a perfect case in point. We have a lesbian judge who said that she would no longer marry heterosexuals in the United States of America. Now, are you dealing with someone that's got a healthy mindset, or are you dealing with someone that is reprobate, which means they have no sense of judgment, and it also means that God does not have his hand upon them? Are you dealing with the people that are rational? No, you're dealing with a mentally ill individual. Now, I said judge.
Yeah.
So the American people are allowing these people to sit as judges when, in fact, the only thing that they're appointed to do, case in point concerning this supposed lesbian judge, it's just unthinkable, friends. This is crimes against nature in every sense of the word. Their job is to discover and to apply the law that God gave through the Mosaic Institution, which is called common law. They've left that. So now they are not only becoming legislators from the bench, illegal, friends, impeach them. They can all be impeached. Even the Supreme Court can, friends. They are not to be legislators, nor are they to be activists. Okay? Folks, we're ruled by the law that they themselves are not ruled by. Then, America, you are the ones that got it wrong, not them. Because they're acting accordingly to their own satanic nature. Which means you need to put the kibosh down upon them. By the way, that is the very definition of tyranny right there. When it's legal for them to do it, and it's illegal for you to do it. That is the definition of tyranny. And this is exactly what you're seeing come in to the American system on a daily basis. Now, again, I'm not saying everywhere, but I'm dealing with the squeaky wheel. I'm dealing with the foxes that spoil the vine. I'm dealing with the little leaven that leaveneth the lump. Let's get rid of the little leaven. Let's get rid of the foxes. Okay, friends? This is how we win back our freedoms. We resist tyranny, and we throw it down. And not only do we throw them down, we impeach them, then we indict them, and according to their crimes, we convict them. Now, I said over the last week, I did an interview down south, and I've said this for probably a couple years now. There's a different spirit in the American people. I'm telling you what, friends, you're really beginning to see the face of a new spirit in the American patriot and Christian in this country. Because the conversation that I had, I knew it was coming. I just didn't know where it was right now. But I can tell you this. The American people have drawn the line in the sand, and they are saying no more. Not only are they saying no more, they're saying we need to rid ourselves of this tyrant and his administration. Folks, he is appealing to illegal immigrants. He is appealing to your enemies. He is, in fact, creating more enemies, just going back to the criminal in the White House and his administration, which the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But he is appealing to every debased form of life, not only in America, but outside of America. And he's making way to give it over to them, giving America over to them. Now, how do you feel about that? Does that jive with you? Because it doesn't with me. Too many people fought blood and died to give us what we have today, right? Right? And it was probably somebody in your family, unbeknownst to you, maybe knowingly, maybe not, that they fought blood and died to ratify a constitution that this administration does not have a right to desecrate or to step upon. But going back to the beginning of the show, to where we're at right now, America, you do not ask criminals for permission. You do not ask atheists for permission to obey God. You do not ask a humanist for permission to obey God. And if you're having a problem in the school system, keep in mind they're also illegally reallocating your tax dollars to pay for their indoctrinations through International Baccalaureate, Common Core, and No Child Left Behind. I said illegally because I just read the Bill of Rights again yesterday. And number 10 of 27 of the Bill of Rights tells them that they are illegally indoctrinating your children in public schools. Now, I'm not always the guy to say, hey, get your kid out of the public school realm. No, I'm not. That's not me. But in this case, maybe that's what needs to happen. Because if the school system, and there's a mass exodus concerning our children in public schools, when they leave the schools, there's nothing else that they can fund. The whole system collapsed. And I also want to encourage you, out of the 350 high schools that I have done, I want you to understand clearly that what's going on in this country concerning your young people is ineffective, it is null, it is void, it is completely backfiring upon what you're told that they're accepting when in fact they are rejecting it every step of the way. The young people will tell you that they know that they're being lied to. Again, they're just trying to figure out why their pastors and their moms and dads are dropping them off at the public school. They're lavishing them with lip service concerning love when in fact words without deeds are completely null and void, worthless. They're trying to figure out why they're loved by them so much that they're the ones that are dropping them off at the public school, and they're trying to figure out why the church leaders aren't fighting for them. Well, let me tell you why. Because it's a lack of love. The love of many waxeth cold. And that's exactly what's going on today. But I want you to know the love of Christ is not waxing cold. It's just as hot as it's ever been before. And the real church is called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And we also understand that our God is a consuming fire. And if we would stand up, your enemy would find out and understand that as well. So wherever we try to find an excuse, we can go back to the Word of God and we can see the Lord pull the rug on that excuse and say, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit. Well, I can't see what's going on. The Lord said, we walk by faith, not by sight. And Ben Franklin rightly said it. He said that to walk by faith is to close your eyes to reason. And God has got a way of dealing with your enemies, friends. And when you check out church history, I'll tell you what. People knew better than to touch God's anointed. And those that are walking with Christ today, keep in mind, just like David, because God is not a man that he has changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just keep in mind, he gives commandment to save those that are his today as well. And when we appeal to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, keep in mind, his ears are wide open if we're willing to walk the walk and walk the talk. So, anyways, in saying that, friends, we have My War document series that's actually playing across the United States of America right now. It's called My War. Dove TV picked it up. It's playing for the next 18 to 20 episodes, 20 weeks, 18 to 20 weeks. You can check that out on Dove Television. It's called My War, Bradley Dean, double E, My War. It is playing primetime, 8:30 on Tuesdays.
Pacific Standard Time. Yep, you got it. So Dove Television, every Tuesday, as Bradley mentioned, for the next 18 to 20 weeks. I think we've had three weeks right now. And Dove Television, so please, it is, again, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday evening. They also do repeats during the week, too, as well. So if you have Dove Television, please check it out. You know, as I said before, it's interesting because whenever I talk with someone about the My War documentary series, I always say, you know, every household in America should have one of these because that's how important it is and what we're teaching through it. And just so.
And isn't that what people say after they actually watch it?
Yeah, they're like, wow. You know, I was going to start watching it, someone will say, and then I ended up keep going, and I was going and going and going because it's a 5-part documentary series in one. We have them available at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for those of you who would like to support what we do, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button or become a son or daughter of liberty and help support what we're doing to seek and save that which is lost.
Obama is protecting himself from the people that he is supposed to serve. We're going to talk about that hour two. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back on the other side.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.